Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purion. So glad that you're on the line here Tuesday, January 19th, 2016. It is resolution season. It is promotion season. And I've got a couple of guests that are going to be joining me later on the line to talk about how to promote group cleanses and healthy happy hours and why Purion, why now calls and regional events and national convention. And I mean, it's just prime time for promoting and it's going to be an excellent training. So I hope that you've got your pen and paper out, that you've, ready to take some good notes. And what I want to do before I get into tonight's training call is to talk a little bit about a handful of important announcements. And, the big announcement that was at the top of our email here just that went out a few hours ago is great news for everybody, which is we're extending our $500 Diamond Achievement Bonus through the end of March. So what that means is that for those of you on the line that have not made it to the rank of Diamond, if you make it to Diamond before the end of March, you'll get $500 in cash. So this was a promotion that we had slated till the end of last year. David and Amy, wanting this first quarter to be huge, decided to extend this bonus, extend this promotion. And it makes it that much easier for you to get to Diamond Club April 8th through the 10th in Long Beach. So get to Diamond by the end of March. We're going to give you $500. That'll pay for your plane ticket if you need to fly in, certainly pay for gas money to get to us if you're local. And then we pay for hotel and food and a fantastic time. Diamond Club is one of the most important events that we have in our Purion calendar every year. We do it a few times a year. Next one's April 8th through the 10th. So $500 Diamond Achievement Bonus extended through March 31st. And for those who are already Diamonds, guess what? You've got dozens, if not hundreds, of people that have not yet hit the Diamond rank, and that should energize your business. So big things going on right now. Just to show you how thick we are into this promoting mode right now, we're doing twice a day, Why Purion, Why Now conference calls. So these are calls targeted at guests, business-oriented guests, every noon and 8 p.m. Eastern time on this same phone number for 14 straight days. We started yesterday. We're going all the way through January 31st, and hope that you're taking advantage. If you've got business-oriented people, network marketing experience, or people who are interested in earning some additional income, these calls really are helpful. So twice a day, we've got these social media squares to share, to have you share on Facebook, talking about us being an Inc. 5000 company and, people wanting to learn more about our fast-growing business. And, for those of you who are looking to make 2016 your breakout year, your big year, we've got regional events going on, 5 different locations. The Eventbrite links are all up. We're going to be in Oahu on Saturday, January 30th. Our Northeast Regional in New Jersey is Saturday, February 6th. We're going to be in Orlando on Saturday, February 20th, in Huntington Beach, California, Southern California on the 20th as well, and then here in Colorado and Denver on Saturday, March 12th. This is a little different schedule than we've done before, so we're doing an all-day Saturday event with a lunch included for only $45, a great price. Amy Venner, David Sandoval are going to be at all of those events. Amy's going to be in Oahu, in Orlando, and in Denver. Dave's going to be in New Jersey and in Huntington Beach, California. And then the night before, we're doing a leadership dinner only for directors and above. And if this is your first month that you hit the rank of director, so if you make it to the rank of director here in the month of January, it's the first time you ever made it to director, we'll actually give you a rebate on your dinner on Friday night. So those Friday night dinners, also $45, and we're going to give you a rebate on that. And if you make it to director your very first time, if you're already a director, again, just like the Diamond Club we were talking about, it's great news for you because you probably have a dozen or, if you're a diamond, dozens or hundreds of people. And if your rank is above that, you may have thousands of people that all have never reached the director rank. So use these director dinners, these leadership dinners, as another event to promote into. So make sure you register early. I believe seating is limited, especially for the Friday night dinners. So take advantage of those. Eventbrites are up. We just ended a call here a minute or two ago with Amy Venner. She does an amazing job on the support calls. You know, her understanding of the products, but more importantly, her understanding of people and helping people and empathizing with people going through that cleanse is second to none. So join those group cleanse calls, get your support, help others get their support. I'm going to be doing and leading the group cleanse calls starting on February 1st. So gather together a group of people. It's resolution season, and get in shape for Valentine's Day. I'll be doing that as well. And, you know, there's just so much going on. Our core three-pack, I hear more and more and more people talking about promoting, being excited about, you know, using the core three-pack as a way to enter into the business, to create consistency in the business. And it's really the foundation for all of the good health that you get from Purium. Is that protein, fruits, and vegetables pack. We now have that Get Started pack all the way down at $199. And that pack, as well as some of our other new enrollment packs, include a loyalty gift card. So if you're using the core three products consistently, month after month after month, the company is going to give $50 off as well. So we're doing everything we can to get some consistent product usage, because we know that once people consume these superfoods, once they get the maximum results for the minimum efforts, once they get that foundation into their body and stay on track, they never are going to want to stop using our products, and they'll explore our other products, our skincare products. They'll explore our kids' products and other specialty items that we offer. So Core 3 has been a really great transition here and something we're promoting heavily. And also our unlimited gift card marketing program for launch packs. So get clear on what the tools are, get clear on what the offers are, get clear on what the events are. It's promoting season, and that's why we're going to be talking about promoting tonight. We're going to be talking about, you know, how to get people excited about upcoming events or even upcoming promotions, but mostly events we're going to be talking about here tonight. And I just want to set the groundwork about that concept. And as I said, I've got two guests on the line that are going to help me to talk a little bit about promoting events. So as far as the groundwork goes, you know, one of the things that I think is really important for people to understand as a concept when you think about promoting events is to understand that one-third of the value is what happens before the event, one-third of the value is what happens during the event, and one-third of the value is what happens after the event. And so lots of people capitalize on what happens during the event, or capitalize on what happens before the event, or capitalize on what happens after the event, but very few people take full advantage of the total value of what an event can be like. And so what I mean by that is, talking about this director's dinner for regional events, you know, there's value that happens before the event, getting new people excited about getting to the director rank. So you get somebody excited, you have 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 people that may not have thought about getting to director. Now that they can go to this dinner, meet Amy Venner, meet David Sandoval, meet the Crowns, they get excited and they drive volume before the event. Then you're at the event, you're at the director's dinner, you hear the vision, they hear the vision, you're all together as a community, you're as a group, you're excited about what 2016 can bring because you're in the inner circle. During the event, there's great things that happen. And then what happens after the event? Wow, all of those new directors tell their people that they met the owner of the company, that you couldn't believe what we're going to be doing for 2016. They get a sneak preview of what's going to be happening, and that energy carries forth after the event as well. So that's one simple example of the power of promoting an event before, getting the full value during the event, and having that energy communicated after the event. Maybe they're taking selfies with David Sandoval and they're putting it on their Facebook. Guess what? There's a lot of value to doing that. So understanding all of the promotional components that surround an event can really help to build your business. And so what I wanted to do was talk with some people. You know, oftentimes we have Crowns on these calls, which is great. But I want to start out tonight's call with an executive. She's relatively new to the company. Her name's Kari. She's having great success up in a new market for us in Oregon. And Kari, are you on the line?
Yes, David, I'm here. Thank you.
All right. Well, fantastic. Well, congratulations on the you know, success that you've had so far in your short Perium career. And, you know, I know that you've been promoting events, promoting group cleanses, promoting healthy happy hours. Why don't you talk a little bit just in general about what you're doing in Oregon and what your team is doing?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. So real quick, I'm mom of three active boys. So, you know, I'm doing that and kind of juggling, doing a lot of this, and this has just become an exciting time to be involved with the company. So I'm really excited about that. I did not get so involved. It's funny that you said that about events until I went to a regional event in Eugene. I had had an amazing experience with my athletic transformation, but I really didn't fully grasp what this was until I drove the 3 hours down to Eugene on a weeknight and I met Tracy Fujikane and Mele and other people in my upline. And it's absolutely true that to get there and to meet other people in this experience and to really, you know, be next to people who, instead of on the phone, which is obviously a great way we can all connect, but the in-person is so valuable. So from there, it really just kind of cascaded into a very natural support system for me. People I was getting more and more comfortable with putting on connect calls. And my immediate upline who enrolled me is Samantha Fox Olson. And she and I both were real excited to start doing our own group cleanses and adding kind of our professional, we're both in health and wellness and she's in fitness, to the mix. And so we started doing online events. And we both had a tremendous, a reaction to that. People really were interested. And I ended up enrolling over, either directly or just below the people I enrolled, about 54 people in a couple group cleanses. And that was in October and November. And it really rolled out from there. The other thing that happened from going to that regional event was I connected with cross-team members, people not in my immediate team, but we're all kind of on the same big team weight. And that has been fantastic. Leah Hunter and Danusha Raynon are also here in Portland. And we have supported each other in different happy hours that we've individually hosted. And then Danusha secured a wonderful supermarket, a brand new supermarket that really wants to promote organic foods. And they had this beautiful classroom. So we were able to put up a flyer Danusha made and make sure that people knew that's where we would be on Thursdays and Saturdays. And I'm hoping we're going to be starting that up again really soon since the holidays are over. So there's, you know, there's the little small happy hours that have come out of just from me going to that big one in Eugene. I have hosted some kind of impromptu ones on my own. And now my team members are doing the same, calling me saying, oh, I had a healthy happy hour because I was at my son's basketball game and I brought everyone home with me and started making them safe. So nice. It's fantastic the way we've been able to support each other with product and just show up and have our own stories to add to the mix. And now that I'm in the process of building a team, I'm starting to do healthy happy hours with them at their places of work or at their homes and even mine tomorrow night so that everyone that who's on my team can bring their people. And
well,
it's been great. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to emphasize just one thing, and then I'll turn it back over to you, Kari. It's just, you know, so you made one decision. It was a hard decision. It was a big decision on a weeknight to drive 3 hours to an event. So you drove 3 hours to an event, and you made that decision to be unstoppable. And from there, you have a group cleanse. You get 54 people on the group cleanse. You start doing healthy happy hours, not only with your team, but cross-team, sharing resources and being creative, being consistent, and now suddenly your team, new people, are doing their own little impromptu healthy happy hour. So your one decision, really has cascaded into potentially a huge business and affecting so many people in a positive way. And that's one thing that I think is really important about events is our business is such a highly leveraged business. You never know who that one person is that could trigger, you know, all this positive stuff. So it's really awesome to hear, you know, kind of that chain of events. So thanks for linking that all together. So sorry to interrupt. I just wanted people to be clear that your one decision really has built a business for yourself and ultimately who knows where it's going to go because it's only been a few months.
No, it's true. This is such an exciting time to be with this company. I feel so blessed. And I was all I was going to add to that was because I also went to the Team We retreat in early December, and that's kind of where the beginnings of my understanding of Course 3 as a company was coming out. And it just happened to be very much in line with how I was instructing people to continue. The exact same thing at the time I was telling them, get the daily max pack, do at least that every day. So it was a no-brainer for me. So now Healthy Happy Hours are really just about that. And then if time and flow allows, I've been really introducing the kids products because they've been already miraculous with my kids. So it's so simple, I guess, you know, when you realize what's the easiest way to build a business, what's the easiest way to build a team, and what's the most fun way to share it, it really is in person. And so now, you know, all we're doing with these Healthy Happy Hours is the Core 3 story. And it's really, really, really resonating.
Well, that's fantastic. You know, you use the word story a couple of times, and I think that's really important. You know, sometimes people think Healthy Happy Hours, you know, are really complicated, or they think that sharing, you know, your enthusiasm can be really complicated, but oftentimes it's not much more than just sharing your story. Anything you wanted to talk about, whether it's your own personal story, you know, or anything else about storytelling and how it can just be fun and easy to do this business as a promoter? Because I think that sometimes people get in their head and that locks them up, and it seems like you're just kind of flowing with it and having fun. Talk about that just for a minute, if you could.
Well, anyone who knows me on this line would probably chuckle when I say, like, I really have to study and know and understand things before I feel like I can speak about them as an expert. And this has completely turned this around for me because, you know, never could I have imagined a direct marketing experience with such support, cross-line, up-line, down-line. Everybody wants everyone to succeed, and so the tools are all there. You do not have to be an expert. You do not have to know how to answer every question. You just plug people in. There's such great systems here, such great, you know, ways to move people through this experience, whether they just want to get healthier or they really want to, you know, get involved with the business. And so I guess my greatest learning was to just do what you said, is just be completely myself and share my story and what this has done for me and my husband. And it's been a game changer in both of our personal health and especially my children. Just the fact that, you know, we're all trying to sneak healthy stuff into our kids, and I don't even have to. They really ask for this, you know, they ask for the MVP, and they even ask for the actual original Appleberry Power Shake, because that's all we had for a while. So, you know, it's just a comprehensive way of looking at nutrition, but it's so simple to relate to people. Just saying that we all feel better. It's a great way to live. And, you know, if you want to try it, it's here for you.
Well, I think there's so many really great words of wisdom, and keeping things simple, keeping things fun, keeping things light, you know, that makes it easier to be a promoter. If you feel like you need to know everything, if you feel like you need to tell everything, it gets to be hard. But if you use the tools and you use the events, you know, all those things are put in place for you to build your business. And Kari, I'm really glad that you, first of all, took advantage of the events that were out there for you, you know, the regional event in Oregon, as well as the Team We event that you went to. And now you're paying it forward by having your own events. So thanks so much for sharing tonight.
Thank you.
Well, good. We're going to go all the way across the country diagonally from Oregon over to Florida to Lisa Lawn. She's a diamond, and you know, she's also a fantastic promoter. I know she loves to go to events, bring people to events, and has some great stories for us as well, and some additional insights and words of wisdom. So, Lisa, thanks so much for being on the line.
Thank you, David. Thanks for asking me.
Yeah, well, I know you're a busy person. Why don't you share just a little bit about your background and, you know, how you're using events in your Purium business?
Sure. So I do have a full-time job. It keeps me more than busy. From time to time, I'm looking in on my elderly mom, so that takes up some of my time as well. But whenever possible, I am trying to get to these events because I have heard it said, and I know that it's true, big decisions are made at events. And the key is getting, you know, members to come with you, to run with you to these events, because it's just unbelievable excitement in a community that you're building when you're at these events. And for me, okay, go ahead. You want to ask a question?
No, I was just gonna say, you know, I love the word community, and I think that's really important. That you know that people join the business oftentimes to lose weight or for the products or for the money, but they really stay for the community. They really stay for that sense of belonging. And I know that you and your team do a fantastic job with that. Why don't you talk just a little bit more about community before you go on to the next subject?
Sure. So first of all, I do healthy happy hours in a community center in Winter Park because they've gotten too big for a home setting, and they've grown bigger and bigger, and we have sideline support. We invite other members of other sideline teams, and it's gotten to the point where my team members are asking me, when is the next super healthy happy hour at the community center? So it's really built this team, this community that's asking and looking for the next event because they're looking to bring their new members along to the next event. And it grows and it grows, and it builds a little Purium family. We are a community. So it's exciting because any of the larger regional events that I might be promoting, and there is a difference between announcing an event that's coming up versus actually promoting and really getting people charged up and excited. And they get excited before the event, then we're all there together like a community and we're excited to be there. And then we have the time after to reflect upon everything we just learned and then act upon it and actually put it into works.
Well, you know, I liked what you said about the idea of it's different to promote an event than it is to announce an event. Why don't you talk a little bit about how you promote an event, what you like to do, and how you get people. I know you just had an event here earlier this month, and you had a bunch of people drive a long way to get to that event. So talk about the difference between announcing an event and promoting an event.
Right. Well, we have people who are in different parts of Florida. Some are coming from Central Florida, going to, for instance, a Tampa regional event, which is a two-hour drive there, a two-hour drive return, and then there are people outside of just Orlando, so they're coming from different areas. So of course, the easiest way to announce the event is to put a Facebook posting on, which that in and of itself has to be done to announce it, but then you really need to pick up the phone and call your team members. They won't feel your enthusiasm and your excitement and your anticipation for what we're about to learn at the next regional event until they hear it in your voice when you pick up the phone and you talk to them. And yes, texting and Facebook messaging is also necessary to sometimes reach people. Can't always reach people when we're trying to call them, but it is important to make that personal connection, just like we do when we're talking to a prospect. Now we have a team member, and we want to continue that personal connection and let them feel our zeal and our excitement of why they need to get to this regional event.
So well, you know, yeah, and one of the things that happens is that, you know, there's a cycle between belief and action. You know, there's a cycle between enthusiasm and action. So, you know, if you go to an event, you have a great experience, you meet some people that you never met before, whether it is the owner of the company or whether it's some crowns or whether it's somebody just cross-line that you connected with, that you learned some things, whether it has to do with Purium or has to do with something else, it doesn't matter. If you get value out of that event, then the next time there is an event, you're going to be excited. And if it's an event where you can invite prospects and you have some success and that prospect enrolls, then it creates more excitement for the next event, and that creates that other word that you said, which is consistency. So it's this idea of consistency and community, you know, that come together that really builds a team. And I know that you're doing a fantastic job with both of those. Any final thoughts here, Lisa, about anything that we've already shared, or any new ideas about, you know, the idea of promoting events and getting people excited about the events that we've got coming up?
Well, I did want to just mention that we recently did, to start the new year off right, Sonia Magruder, my upline enroller and our crown here in Florida, had a regional business training event at the beginning of the year. So So that was a perfect opportunity to start the new year, to start the new month. I had 10 members from my team drive 2 hours to Tampa, 2 hours back, and it was a 4-hour event. So that was an all-day event. I had two of those members who have a retail store who actually closed down the store that day of the event. So that's how important they could see the need to be there to learn from our crowns who are doing this, who have led by example, who have blazed the path that we can follow. So it was very exciting for me to see 10 of those members there. And they, some of those were brand new members. And now we have this amazing opportunity on February 20th with Amy Venner for an Orlando event. So I want to get those same 10 to duplicate and bring three other people. Maybe we'll have 50 people at the Orlando event. And then that's just going to spill forward into hopefully going into national convention in August. So one thing leads to the other, and that's where big decisions are made. And so I am a big believer in promoting events and getting as many people as you can there to them.
Well, this was totally unrehearsed, Lisa, but that was the perfect segue into my conclusion here. So thanks so much for sharing these ideas. That was awesome. So yeah, you know, the idea of linking events together is really important because that's how momentum is built. I mean, if you think about, you know, how you walk and then how you run, it's this idea of, you know, increasing your stride and increasing your momentum. And so, you know, we're doing these Why Perium, Why Now calls. We're doing twice a day, every day through the end of the month. So if that's a pathway you're on, then use those. Bring people in. Bring guests in. When they enroll, have them bring more guests on. And, you know, suddenly you can very quickly link together a lot of enthusiasm and excitement. Or healthy happy hours, you know, that both Kari and Lisa were talking about, that they hold consistent healthy happy hours, and that now they have their team members wanting to know when's the next one, or can you help me hold my own? And it's because they get value out of it, and community and consistency. You know, so link those small events, that consistent activity. You know, use our group cleanses. You know, so that's another way. Kari was talking about, she has 54 people enroll in the November group cleanse. She's got another one coming up. So, you know, when you start to link together promotions, you know, we're doing that here on the corporate side with these leadership events, these leadership dinners, these director dinners. We want to get people to the director rank this month. And anybody who's excited needs to raise their hand and get to their upline and say, I want to be a director this month. I want to be at one of these leadership dinners. You know, I want to be at a regional event and be recognized and be part of the crowd. And from there, get to Diamond, get your $500 cash bonus, get to Long Beach in April, and wow, you can suddenly go from a brand new person in this business to a true leader in the business in 90 days by linking together all of the events and all of the activities and the recognition events of the leadership dinner and the Diamond dinner and the Diamond Club event. So there's lots going on. Lisa mentioned convention. We're going to have some big announcements about convention before the end of the month. So, you know, our event cycle is starting to heat up, and I hope that you're taking full advantage and promoting before, during, and after events. And so thanks so much. It was really a special treat to have Kari and Lisa on the line here tonight. And hope you got some good insights about promoting events. And our next event is our Why Perium, Why Now call tomorrow morning. It's at noon Eastern time, so bright and early in Hawaii and on the West Coast. And, you know, we've got support calls tomorrow. We've got David Sandoval and his Perium Lifestyle Club call every Wednesday night. So, boy, if you want to promote, you want to get some guests on the line, you want to get people excited, there is no shortage of things that you can plug into, so please take full advantage. And thanks so much for being on the line here with me this evening. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye now.